The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
So I'm driving down the road the other day, and I see something I hadn't seen maybe a decade, maybe half a decade. I can't remember the last time I saw one. And they were everywhere for a brief moment back in the 90s, early 2000s. Remember those ugly crowns people put in the back windows of their cars that were actually air fresheners? I saw a car driving up the road, and it wasn't an old beater. It was, well, it was maybe a 10-year-old car in decent shape, but it was driving up the road with a car crown in the back window. And it made me wonder, what becomes a fad? What becomes a trend? Why do they stay? Why does a product become popular and stay popular where some things like the pet rock or the car crown become simply, well, just fads? Those little trees that hang from our rearview mirrors, you see those everywhere. Why are those around, but yet not the car crown? Be honest with you, I don't have a use for either of them. I don't like the smell of those trees, and I don't like anything hanging from my rearview mirror. But I just wonder, what's the difference between a trend and a long-term product? I don't know the answer, but it made me wonder.